58. And right now is up by about 61 points as well. The high-tech NASDAQ up by just about 11 points. And the S&P 500 now is up by 2. The S&P gained 10 points on Monday. More details on all these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 here located at Ground Zero in Reading, downtown Reading, where the Reformation, is begun.
Good morning, sir.
And I'm looking out there at Chris Gomez. Chris, great job as usual out there finding those stories and bringing them in. I had not heard about the bump mechanism. That I'd heard about it yesterday. I heard that there was talks about that yesterday, from this. I don't even know what to call him. This evil person. That we're going to talk about this today.
Am I the only one who feels like we're reliving the Challenger disaster in a way, based on the media push?
We could, but it. It would be not like in the Challenger disaster.
Seeing that same thing over and over.
Where people pulled together.
Yeah.
As it is, where people are already starting the politicalization of this. But we're going to get to that in a little bit. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock right here on the 3rd of October. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bob, what's the weather look like today?
Well, the red flag warning remains in effect today. High winds, dry conditions, even though the temperatures are going to be fairly moderate, we still have extreme fire danger, so the red flag warning is in effect. Basically, that means it's a bad idea to haul out the lawnmower in the middle of the day and do things like that. Same with shooting out in dry grass. Watch where things go. Because traditionally we have had some of our worst fires this time of year, so please be careful. Other than that, mostly sunny and breezy. We have some clouds this morning that'll give way to sunny skies, mostly clear this afternoon. Today's high right around 80 degrees, overnight low of 53. It'll warm up slightly later into the week, but we're going to stay out of the 90s for the remainder of this week. So it looks like we are definitely in that fall pattern. Shasta Lake, a mere 45 feet from the top, so you can get out and enjoy that. And all of the above brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. So, okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Let the games begin.
Let's start with this one, though. Tom Petty died, age 66.
Wow.
Cardiac arrest. You know, 66, he had just done a couple of concerts, and he was at his home, and they find him, and here comes. And at first, they reported him dead right away, and then they said, "No, he's not dead." But I guess he might have been actually. It had been a long time.
Your friend
had
been unconscious. Dead.
Yeah. Unconscious, not breathing. You know, I think they have to do is, you know, they'll resuscitate him and bring him to the hospital until they can
make sure that there's nobody home.
Everything is. Is done correctly.
That's it. We'll spin a couple of his tunes this morning. I was very upset to hear that because during the 80s, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers really did some nice stuff.
Tom Petty do something with the Highwaymen? Wasn't he one of the Highwaymen too with Johnny Cash
I will have to look now. I don't think there were a couple of iterations of the Highwaymen.
I didn't see him in it, but I thought I'd heard one time or that he had been a member of it, that he was tight with some of those guys. Anyway, Tom Petty, 66. I hate seeing people that are 66 die.
Yeah.
You know, well, natural causes. No, that wasn't a natural cause. He died. Died of a heart attack. It wasn't natural at age 66.
No, you're thinking possibly of Chris Christopherson.
No, it's Chris Christopherson. Yeah. And
Chris Christopherson, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, and Willie Nelson. It was the core group.
Okay. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Dead at 66. All right. We have, by the way, we have Blood Source coming in here at 7:30 today. Christy Kidd, whom we haven't seen in a while, is coming in to talk about what happened after this terrible shooting over in Las Vegas. 500 people injured, but not 500 people shot. Just 500 people injured. I heard there was well over, besides the 59 dead, there was over 250 people shot.
Thank you.
So. Somebody's calling in and correcting this already?
You were actually thinking of the Traveling Wilburys.
The Traveling Wilburys. That's who it is. The Traveling Wilburys. Why didn't I know that name? I did know that name. I knew there was, he was with.
Yeah.
Who was in that group?
That was Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, Roy Orbison, and, of course, Tom Petty. So we'll
yeah,
see
I
if
heard
we can dig
of, yeah,
some of those.
Following Wilburys. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It was along the same lines. It was a little more pop. Than country, the highwaymen were more pure country, but we're losing them.
Well, they're all getting old, buddy.
Yeah, like you said, when somebody in their 60s keels over, how's that make you feel?
Well, pretty soon it won't bother me because I'll be past that.
Yeah, you'll be past all that.
Oh, that's right. Gomez is over there laughing because I have shoes older than him. So, this guy Stephen Paddock is the more that comes out about this, the stranger this thing gets. People that live next to him in Melbourne, Florida, really a nice guy, very outgoing. He and his girlfriend, he told people, he says, I speculate and I gamble. I gamble for, if it was Randall Hempling, Randall says, I don't gamble, I play poker. And Randall Hempling plays poker. So, but he obviously gambled and he speculated in land properties and did well. It appears. They say even in the last few weeks, he's had tens of thousands of dollars of transactions, but they don't know if that's he won it or he lost it on the poker tables. But it appears that poverty wasn't a reason or that money problem.
What did he have to be angry about?
Yeah. And then his brother says he's never been in, he says he hasn't been in the military. What does he know about guns? He said, where does he get automatic weapons? And Chris was talking about on the news this morning that there's, come on in, Chris, for a second and grab a microphone. I was preparing for the show, so I didn't hear that one. I didn't hear that specifically. So you say that they found that they have said that there's that
there's
on
a
the
mechanism.
Weapons. They
yeah.
said there was a mechanism.
Yeah, the officials have said that there's a speed bumps that he had on a couple of his semi-automatics to make them fully automatics. Well, to make them faux fully automatics.
Yeah, fake because yeah. they're not fully automatics.
Yeah, apparently it's a device that clips over the.
The sear or the
well over the trigger
mechanism.
Yes, it's a cammed with a handle on it. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So that when the recoil will then will cause it to fire.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. When the bolt comes back, it cocks it again. When it goes forward, it lets it loose.
Yeah. So
something
like
that.
It was a shoulder bump on it. So it where he would rest it and where he'd have it, it held it over the clip and or the hammer, and then it would. So when he did it once, the recoil of the gun would cause it to
fire.
Now, of course, a law will be passed against this device, but it's obviously a very simple manufacture.
It is, and I think they said, $300 or something like that?
Yeah, it was.
But there's other things you can do to a weapon like that, and we talked about it. That we'd have, every so often, a semi-automatic weapon start firing automatically because of wear and tear on the parts after so many hundreds of thousands of rounds. And you have to fix it. I was just by the sound of the gunfire, it was just totally. He just would fire a magazine out. It wasn't anything like firing selective burst, or he was using this gun or guns because he had a couple like he had 19 with him.
You know what?
He had 19 guns in the room. 19. He had 23 firearms. Inside the room.
Wow. And, you know, in this day and age when people have so much technology on them, like their phones, I mean, this was a concert. And so people were filming the concert. And so there is so much footage of it happening live because people's phones and video were already happening. So, I mean, already on the news, you've seen all these horrific live as it's happening video of, you know, the concert going and then all of a sudden just the sound of the gunfire.
You know, what was interesting to me is that less than 6 minutes after the very first report, they had pinpointed the floor where the individual was and were starting to move in. Now, they waited to breach the door because the firing stopped. But they wanted to make sure they had a full SWAT force ready to breach.
One of the reasons was is because the so much smoke in the room caused the fire alarm to go off. The fire alarm in the room, and the sprinkler to go off. There was so much smoke in the room from all the shooting he was doing. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and discuss this more. Things like what possible reasons, and there's no way that we know. Frankly, us discussing it is just going to be a pie in the sky thing. But other things, too, you know, ISIS has made a claim, which there's no evidence at all that he had been connected with them. And it doesn't cost, as Bob has said, it doesn't cost ISIS anything to say it. And then I want to talk about the aftermath of this and what has started already. Because, to me, why don't we take care of our nation and these people, get them laid in their graves, and then talk about what we can do about this. And to politicize it right now is just, to me, it's unthought. It's just sad. But we're going to be right back. We'll be right back after these messages.
She's a good girl. Loves her mom, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long
The Shasta College Agriculture, Natural Resources, Horticulture, and Equipment Operations invite you to their annual fall showcase and fundraiser, Harvest Fest, Saturday, October 7th at the Ross Ranch, adjacent to Shasta College. Starting at 4 p.m., you and your family can tour the Shasta College farm in a draft horse-pulled wagon while hearing about various projects taking place on the farm, as well as learn what some of the students have been learning on the farm during the past year. Festivities begin at 6 p.m. under the Big Tent with delicious locally grown food, Shasta College raised chicken and roast pig, beer and wine, live dancing with the Billies, as well as silent and live auctions. All proceeds from this fun family event will directly benefit Shasta College Ag and Natural Resources students. Tickets can be purchased in advance for $35 per person or at the door for $40 per person. Purchase tickets from Shasta College Agriculture and Natural Resources faculty and students or online from Eventbrite.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
It's fall savings time at Redding Kia. You want to save money, right? Well, don't pay a penny in interest during Redding Kia's fall savings sale.
Come in today and get 0% financing on all new 2017 Kia models. Not just one or two, but every model in Redding Kia's award-winning lineup qualifies for 0% financing.
Even Sorento?
Yes, even the 2017 Kia Sorento comes with 66 months of interest-free financing on approval of credit.
Or get $3,500 at KMF standard bonus cash plus $1,000 retail bonus cash on Sorento four-cylinder. That's $4,500.
And the 17 Kia Sorento is the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
0% financing for 66 months is $15.15 per thousand financed.
Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Sorento. Offer ends October 31st.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
My heart will go on and on.
In spite of evil, we'll move ahead, man. We will.
Always do. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. Wellgate Sports Club is bringing us this segment. On the corner of Court and Eureka Street, they have it all, including a unique saltwater indoor pool facility. They have something they have called Spin Yoga, which is your spinning class, followed by yoga.
They've Sounds got like a kind of honey.
Yeah, they have Bohem spas in there. They have it all. They've got all the professional equipment you can imagine. The people working there are just outstanding.
I'll have to tell you, I got a little lazy for a couple of for some weeks and was warmly greeted upon my return by Ridley Company.
They want you to be the best. They want you to do the best you can. There, 768-1205, or just stop by and get a free workout there. Tom Carl and Bob sent you.
Yep.
Hey, going back into the politics side of it, Clinton couldn't wait. Hillary Clinton couldn't wait. I mean, they're still finding people out there. The NRA, it's time to stand up to the NRA. And I heard it from, I'm a senator from Massachusetts. It's time to take over the, you know, to stand up to the NRA. And there's no proof that this guy
was a member
bought these guys, but is a member of the NRA, one. But two, bought these guns illegally. So when I ask a person that, so, if you bought them legally, what do you do then? Well, you do not need a semi-automatic weapon. Really? Why? Why can't I have one? Because look how dangerous they are. They are dangerous, just like any gun. Any gun can kill you. It's the person that's got the gun. Is the one that sets it loose.
How many people died in auto accidents yesterday? How many people died of medical malpractice? How many people overdosed on this, that, and the other thing?
Right. And you know what? And we can say that. But to me, that's apples and oranges. You know, it frankly
exactly.
is.
Exactly. But.
But there's people that die because of an overdose. That, you know, you've got people dying of overdoses of medical. A doctor told me once that he killed more people than I ever did.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, I didn't know what to say about that, but I understood
but
what he
don't
meant.
Don't blame the thing.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. But that is what's happening already, including people I know from town here. Time for gun control. Really? Really? Why don't we do this? Why don't we bury these people? And why don't we take a look at what might have caused this? Is the guy a mental case? Obviously. You just don't come out and do this. You just don't come out and just do this one day and just decide, yeah, I'm going to go up there on the Mandalay and kill as many people as I can. But here's the other thing. How come so many of these? I mean, do you remember the only one we had before was this guy up in the tower in Dallas or Houston, and you know, with a rifle, with a high powered rifle, with a scope on it. Do you remember that? And it turns out that when the police went after him, there was a citizen that went with him. A citizen helped take him down. You know, when the cops rushed him, the citizen was with them with his gun, and went in and they went in and they got this guy Whitman or whatever his name was. Why so many of these? And it isn't because of proliferation of guns, because we had lots of guns back then with a lot less resources to watch them. You didn't have to get a background check. You didn't do anything. You could buy. Did you know you could buy Thompson submachine guns in the 30s? I think they finally made a rule you couldn't get that, but you could buy everything else. So what now? Why is it happening now, Bob?
I don't know.
Okay, Bob, I want you to look at me here.
Oh, okay.
In case I think there's somebody out there that's right, I wanted you to look at me, see it's going to be on the show. I just wanted to make sure here that they're not out there waiting. The point is this. Is it the guns? Is it?
Who's here?
Shanna. Okay. Well, we'll run her in just soon, and then we'll get Christy. The thing about it is it prolific? Is it that prolific, or is it not? Is it because the guns are available, or is it because people are using them like this? I mean, there's got to be an answer to this, because it's not just the guns. It's not the guns. It's the people behind the guns. What is leading this? I mean, where have we gotten to that it's causing people to do this? Kids, Columbine, other people. What has brought us to that? What kind of drugs are we giving our people around here? Was he on some kind of, is this some kind of drug thing where he's been taking drugs and it just, you know, they stopped working, or he stopped taking them? Or what is this?
I recall I was flipping through some of these incidents. Recall the 1979 Cleveland Elementary School shooting in San Diego, the famous I don't like Mondays incident. A 16-year-old girl was the shooter. Yeah.
Wow. In
1979, January 29th. The principal, a custodian, were killed, 8 children and a police officer injured. She was tried as an adult and is still in prison.
See? I mean, it's been going on. Maybe it's because there's so much news. Anyway.
The San Ysidro shootings. I was in San Diego when that happened at the McDonald's.
There's no evidence that he bought guns illegally. Maybe he did. Maybe he got them from someplace. Who knows? And I really think what we need to do, though, is let the people investigate it. Let's find out what happened before we start this battle. You know, it's going to two behemoths smashing heads against each other. You know, oh, we can't, you know, this damn NRA. Oh, this damn NRA. Oh, you liberal, you know, gun grabbers. Why don't we just kind of let this go for a bit until we get all the people buried, all the people treated, and get some, you know, and get some solid information. Last thing here before we take a break, Puerto Rico. Trump's going to visit there tomorrow. Aid is flowing. You know, they're saying, you know, some people are saying, oh, they're not doing anything. This is his Katrina. You know, people hate Trump a lot. There's 10,000 federal employees, 10,000 down now in Puerto Rico working. They've got 50% of the people have access to water. Yeah, the electricity is a problem, but you know what? Everything is devastated. Do you know how long it's going to take to do this? But it's not because we're not trying.
Yeah.
And
logistics is a big thing.
And there's a CEO down there, a couple of the business CEOs said, look, part of this problem is corruption. We get this stuff, and the people aren't trained. They don't know what to do. You know, talking about their leadership down there. I mean, how do you train somebody for a disaster this bad? I mean, you can train, but for a disaster that just takes out all their communications, takes out all their water, all their fuel. I mean, how do you train for that? So we've got more and more and more stuff that's flowing in there, but to say that Trump doesn't care or we're not trying as a United States is just wrong. Just wrong. So he's going to go there first, meet with people, meet with the government, meet with the services that are down there. Then he's going to come into Las Vegas. So, and to talk to, you know, families, he's going to talk to, you know, people there. You know, people, I realize people don't like Trump, but, you know, you need to give him a chance now and then. And, you know, has he said things that are terrible? Yeah. Has he done things that are kind of questionable at times? And you wonder why, because we don't see what his grand plan is? Yeah. But you know what? He's getting all this stuff moving forward, and I think that Puerto Rico is going to come back better. I believe that Puerto Rico is going to come back better.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to say is a CBS executive, a vice president of CBS, a woman lawyer, said, and her exact words were,
I'm not actually even sympathetic, because country music fans often are Republican gun toters. Former executive Haley Gelfman Gold wrote in a Facebook post,
and
ending her career.
And as we say, just sang for her. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
After we inspected the vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, October 5th, in Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Come join me from 6:30 to 8:30, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Verimonti's on drums. That's this Thursday in Overtime Lounge, 6:30 to 8:30, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. See you there.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abad. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment today. On Tuesdays. Every Tuesday, in fact. 7:32 in the morning, 64 degrees, going to go up to 79 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Really, it's been redecorated, remodeled. It's got everything new in there except the great customer service and that fantastic walk-in humidor. The T&B Cuties are still there to help you buy anything you want. Find anything that you want there. Tobacco and tobacco accessories, e-cigs, all of those things at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. I'm here with Shanna McCracken, who has a business, Beyond Beauty, Aesthetics, and More. Good morning.
Good morning.
Walk in. It gets a bit closer to that.
All
there
right.
You go.
Good morning.
Aren't you? Yeah, you're ready.
I'm ready.
You're ready. Okay. What is your business? I mean, because it sounds like, oh, it's a beauty. No, it's more than that. Because you work with a group of people
mm-hmm.
that have gone through some tough times.
Yes. First of all, I'm so excited to be able to be here in the month of October to help us celebrate breast cancer awareness
That's
in
right.
our community.
Uh-huh.
So thank you again for letting me share my information today. My business is passion regarding oncology care for women that are going through cancer treatment. So what that looks like is aiding with the side effects of radiation and chemotherapy on their skin.
Okay. And what kind of side effects are there? For
There's
people with dry
skin, nail issues, hair loss. It's mostly making sure the women know there's resources out there for the side effects that they're going through, and I can help them with that.
Well, I think part of it is, too, is how do I feel? Mm-hmm. And most people, if you look good, you know, if you take care of yourself, you feel better.
Yes, definitely. So,
and that there's other people out there that care.
Yes.
Okay, so how long have you been doing this?
Well, about a year and a half ago, I was looking through a service magazine and ran across an article that was titled comparing Compassionate Caring. Uh-huh. I read the article, and it was describing women that are going through cancer treatment and the things that they went through and the things that they didn't feel they had access to because of what they were going through. So it took me a couple months to figure out that really keeps pulling me in. I really want to know more about that. So I made a phone call to Becky at Oncology Spa Solutions, and within 45 minutes, I was led in that direction of, this is what I want to do. I want to help the ladies in our community that are going through cancer treatment and with specialized services, specialized skin care, specifically for their needs.
Now, are you from Reading?
I am. I was born and raised in Reading.
But you're not, and you, you're no relation to a McCracken that that Bob knew.
No.
So, how many McCrackens can there be in a community? Well, how many bots?
The Irish are a busy bunch.
They are a busy bunch out there.
There are a lot of McCrackens, actually. Every time I say my name, somebody says, "Do you know so and so?" And I say, "No. I have a very small family."
So you were born and raised here then,
yes.
Huh? Okay. Did you ever leave at all?
I left for a short period of time, but I came back. I love Reading.
Why do you love Reading?
I love it because we are a great community. We really reach out to our neighbors, and it is a great place to raise my kids.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're doing something that's good for people, I would say.
Yes.
And, okay, so we know why you, so how do you get people, get the word out to people on this? Because this seems like, this is almost like a niche, right?
It is. It's a very specialized service.
I guess that's what I was looking for.
It's becoming more popular. I am just starting out. Sharing my information with the community.
Okay.
So I'm volunteering for the Look Good, Feel Better program once a month through the American Cancer Society, and that is a fabulous 4 hours of my day. I love it. These women come in. They come in feeling one way, and they leave another. And
Where's this at?
That's at Mercy.
At Mercy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, down in their oncology department.
All right.
I will be at... At the Sir Optimus Breast Cancer Luncheon this Friday, and that is from 10 to 1, and I'll have an information booth there regarding what I can offer our community. I also will be at the Bridge Lighting. That will be October 19th from 5 to 8:30. I'll have a booth there answering any questions women might have regarding the side effects. And I also have a Facebook page, Beyond Beauty Aesthetics and More. And I have a website. I have a physical address just right downtown here on
Trinity
Street.
So you have your own spot here then?
I do.
So what's that address?
It is 1338 Trinity Street.
Okay.
So, yeah, just right down the road.
Right down the corner here.
Yeah.
All right. You know, we're here with Shannon McCracken, who is with Beyond Beauty Aesthetics and More. And what she does is she works with people that have gone through oncology treatments. Cancer treatments.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of, you know, she's associated with the Feel Better, what is
Look
it?
Good, Feel Better program through the American Cancer Society.
American Cassette,
fabulous
yeah.
program.
She got sold on this when she was looking through a magazine one day, saw about it, called the people, and said, this is for me.
Yes.
And so, now, is this the only, I mean, is this your only business here? Or do you,
no,
you,
I
you
do.
Have other people walk in too,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do. I started out with just regular healthy skin, non-compromised uh-huh. skin, and I really felt like I wanted to do more. I felt like I was missing something in my career, and I ran across this article, and that's what... pulled me in was being able to help women feel good, look better while they're going through a really hard time.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You got a great smile too.
Thank you.
So,
I love what I do.
Do you see other people? I mean, just people without skin problems and all that. So we need to talk about that, too, is that you cover, I mean, you do everybody.
I do.
But oncology, you've got a special place there that, you know, you've got special treatment and special training for them.
Yes. So uncompromised skin, I take care of skin care, facials. I offer waxing, which now is not waxing. It's actually sugaring. It's another alternative way to hair removal.
Wait a minute. Waxing is now sugaring?
Yes.
Okay, you should have just seen her face just went, oh, I shouldn't have even gone there.
I know.
No, I mean, but I've never heard of that. Okay. What's sugaring?
So sugaring is an all-natural form of hair removal. It's so much gentler on your skin. The side effects, the aftermath of waxing is, it's not the same. So it's great. It's three products. It's water, sugar, and lemon. And it makes a paste. It's all natural, and it's fabulous. And the results are amazing. And what I see a lot
Maybe we can have Bob's chest waxed. Or sugared.
Sugared, yeah.
What do we do? Get your chest sugared there, buddy. Yeah, okay. There's no comment on that one at all. Okay.
Yeah.
So what I was trying to do was you have the entire aesthetics skin for both compromised, non-compromised. So you also do, facials, sugaring or waxing, whatever you prefer.
Yeah, no waxing, no sugaring.
It's all sugaring now.
But yes, so what my goal is to offer these services to compromised, non-compromised skin. The women that are going through the health challenges that they're going through right now, they're going to eventually come out of that and still be able to receive the regular services as well. So it's a journey for both of us. I want to help them at their point where they really feel maybe not so beautiful or not so good about themselves. And I want them to come in and talk and we'll figure out what their needs are and make a plan of what they're wanting. And they leave much happier and much more confident about how they're feeling.
Great. I love this. This is Shannon McCracken from Beyond Beauty Aesthetics and More. Not only can she do just the uncompromised skin, just regular stuff coming in there, but also she also specializes, and one of her specialties is for people who have compromised skin from oncology treatments. And she volunteers her time over at Mercy. I don't know if it's volunteering your time at Mercy or how they do it.
It is.
But also here on her shop. And the address is?
1338 Trinity Street.
Okay, now, but you're in Facebook.
I'm on Facebook at Beyond Beauty Aesthetics and More.
And a website?
Is www.beyondbeautyaestheticsandmore.com.
Okay. Shannon McCracken, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for allowing me to share my passion.
Well, yeah, and some kind of electronic logo that we can put you on our website there.
Okay.
Or put you in our businesses.
All right. Great.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with our Christy Kidd from Blood Source and talking about the blood that people have donated, what's going on with the Las Vegas thing, and more. But this portion of the show is brought to us by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Where do you work? Or just visiting or living here, you're going to see North State Security. They have over 100 officers. Probably they've got more on the road at any one day than the Reading Police Department do, because they go to a lot of places. They handle a lot of security, and they handle it very professionally. That's North State Security. You can reach them at 243-0295 or on the web at North State Security. We'll be right back.
At Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions is in everything we do, including our new personal checking accounts with added features designed to give you a little extra security and peace of mind. Cell phone insurance gives you up to $300 to repair or replace your phone if it's damaged or stolen. And ID protection provides ongoing identity monitoring, 3-in-1 credit reports, and identity theft resolution services. Plus, each personal checking account comes with access to branches throughout Northern and Central California, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, and live banker support by phone 7 days a week. With our unique brand of service with solutions, we strive to improve your financial success and well-being. To learn more about our new personal checking accounts, stop by your local branch or visit tricountiesbank.com. Insurance products are not insured by FDIC or a federal government agency. Not a deposit of or guaranteed by the bank or any bank affiliate. Member FDIC.
Big Bike Weekend is back and bigger than ever as it thunders into the Shasta District Fair and Event Center beginning Friday, October 6th. Sign up now to participate at BigBikeWeekend.com and check out the schedule of events, including the Remembrance Ride over Shasta Dam, Big Bike Games, the Big Bike Show, live music, and the free Can-Am Spider Demo Rides. There'll be hours of stunt bike entertainment featuring the Victor McLaughlin Motor Corps, Robin Stunts Diamond Team, and the West Coast Connection Team, with non-stop entertainment featuring DJ Bobette on the main stage. Be a part of Northern California's biggest gathering of bikes from all over the West Coast. It's family-friendly and free to attend. Cooler weather and the coolest bikes come together again at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center Friday, October 6th through Sunday, October 8th. Sponsored in part by Shasta Speedway, Julie Foster Allstate Insurance, Redding Harley-Davidson, Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo, and Riggs Media Consulting.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 64 degrees. Went up to 79 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, based right here in Redding and headed up by Ted Lighty, retired Command Sergeant Major. Offers the most complete CCW training in California. You can give them a call at 530-999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. They have classes not only on just CCW, but also tactical rifle, defensive pistol, home protection classes. They have all of this. Classes for women that, in self-defense. So all of these at Northern Firearms Instruction. I'm here with Christy Kidd, who used to come here on a regular basis, but then left us and went to another job.
We had to reintroduce ourselves this
morning.
Forgot who I was.
Carlbot. Yeah. Rush Chairman. Yeah. You sit over there with... No. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, you're with Blood Source.
And I
called yesterday because I was looking... I was seeing all this stuff on Facebook, and you probably saw it too.
Blood Source has no blood.
Yeah, everything on Facebook is true, just like everything on the web.
Everything on the internet is true.
Blood Source is out of blood. Run down there and give blood. Well, so I called and said, you guys out of blood? You know, are you ready to take even some of my tainted blood?
Am I good enough today?
Am I good enough today? I bet this, if the blood's pumping out of you, you're going to think my blood looks pretty damn good right now.
Yep.
They got me because I went to England during the Mad Cow Crisis. Don't even say anything about this in the chat room. You know, and because I stepped
foot. If you don't justify that, they're going to call you out.
I stepped foot in England during that time. And if you've stepped foot in England during a certain time, that's it.
You're done.
Not even
Sorry.
To say all the other types of drugs I've had in my system that the Marine Corps put me in, put into me. So, but anyway.
What's the truth?
Do
you want to hear that right now?
I want to hear. What's the truth about that? And two, did we actually send blood to Vegas?
Yeah, okay. So, admittedly, my talking points are from yesterday evening. So, I would imagine if anything had drastically changed overnight, I would have new ones. But I have been checking my email to make sure I have nothing super updated beyond this. But we did originally, backing up slightly. United Blood Services, which is the blood centers in Vegas, that is obviously the number one group that is handling the blood supply out there right now, is a part of Blood Systems, which we are also a part of. So they're a sister blood center for us. And so our main office for Blood Source is down in Sacramento, and that's where our lab is as well. And so overnight on Sunday, we did send products out to them. But then about 10 or 11 o'clock yesterday, we got we're all right. We are, obviously, if you saw any of the pictures or videos of the lines in Vegas,
you know, this is
they're
where
doing
people,
okay.
I tell you what, this is where people, you gotta love Americans. They had it, they said, this is where we're collecting blood, and they flocked to it.
Oh my gosh.
It reminded me quickly is we'd hear a siren at our base. And that meant, because you'd be hearing helicopters or trucks coming in, because a lot of times they bring them in trucks, the helicopters coming in, the sirens go off saying you need blood.
Oh.
I mean, I was maybe 200 yards away and just grab my stuff and run down there. And there's already 50 people in line. I actually had to pull rank one time.
Wow.
I did. I just went up to the top front of the line and said, I looked around. I was a senior guy. I'm first. They were grumbling.
Right.
They were grumbling.
Because they wanted to give blood.
They wanted to give blood.
Yep.
But that was what I saw in Las Vegas. People flocked to be able to help. They don't know those people.
Nope.
Probably.
Nope.
Yeah.
For the most part, probably. But
they just keep blood.
Yeah. And so because of that, we haven't sent anything out since then, which is fantastic. That is what you want to hear. And let me tell you, the center was packed yesterday. We had so many people walk in.
I bet that's what it was. They heard that you all were sending stuff, and they wanted to make sure.
Right. And so between us and Chico, the number was like 27 whole blood units, and 22 of those people had walked in. So it's really incredible and amazing. And thank you to all of the donors who have become donors because of this, become aware of it because of this, but also all of our regular donors who do this every 8 weeks. And it's people like that are the reason why we had the blood on the shelves to help these people. And that's the important part, because blood is perishable. It is not replaceable. There's no synthetic thing you can use. So
how long does it last?
A whole blood unit, which is what you typically think of when you do blood, is 42 days, and you can only donate every 56. There's a gap there. So
how many milliliters do you take out of somebody? 500?
It's one pint.
Yeah, is that like 500 milliliters?
I don't know
Bob?
The answer
Bob,
to that.
Is that 500 milliliters?
That's in the neighborhood, yeah.
Milliliters,
right around a pint.
Millimeters or
milliliters.
Milliliters. Milliliters.
Yeah.
So
that's one half,
pint, right?
Yeah. That's 1/2 liter, and a liter is more or less, is right around a quart.
And then for perspective in your body, it's one pint, you have about 10 to 12 in your body. So that's how much we're taking.
You know what?
It's
would they miss a little bit more?
Well, if you are an optimal donor, we can do a double unit.
If we can do a double, if you are one of those donors, hey, we need some of that AB negative stuff. So
O negative, that's the unicorn blood. That's the important one, because that's the universal that everyone.
I know,
can
but
take.
AB negative is one of those rare ones. Right?
It is. And that's super
get extra
important.
Ice cream.
We will give everyone ice cream. Don't spread lies. Everyone can have ice cream.
I said extra ice cream.
I know, but that makes them, make everyone else feel bad. We are incredibly grateful. And so the important thing going forward is, because it is perishable, we need people to actually make appointments or plan to come in to donate blood over the next couple of weeks. Not today, not tomorrow. I mean, yes, obviously you can, especially if you already have your appointment. But because it will, there is a shelf life, and we don't want to suddenly be in a deficit 8 weeks from now when all those units aren't given
blood
anymore. Yeah.
But you've got a blood drawing tomorrow.
We do.
Or the 5th, I'm
we
sorry.
We have a lot this week, actually, which is wonderful, and they were already on the books, so that's great. But we do have one at Simpson College on
Thursday. I bet those kids fill it up, don't they? Or do they?
It depends. It depends on if we hit a day where there aren't a lot of other things going on or during a time when there's a lot of classes on campus.
A lot of stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Depends on the testing week.
You know, what you've got to do is you got to tell them, hey, look, if you let a pint of blood go during test week, you're more relaxed.
I was going to say something else that I should not say about if you relax with a beer later. You only need one.
That's right. That's because you got a pint less.
Yeah. It'll go to your head a little faster. I'm not endorsing that.
Do you give every 5 weeks?
I actually donate platelets, so I actually donate every 2 weeks.
Okay, now, if you want to give platelets, you just go in there, they take the blood, they take the platelets out of it, and they put it back in you?
They do, and
They put it back in you?
Yeah, so...
They spin out the platelets. Yep. It's a fairly lengthy process.
Is it a thicker blood that comes back in?
No, it's actually, I believe it's a little bit diluted. It's got a little bit of water
in it. They're putting the plasma, which is the straw-colored carrier liquid, back.
Yep. Yep. Huh. And so you can donate platelets up to every 2 weeks. But you have to come in and get tested to see if you're optimal for it, because you have to have a high enough platelet count. I'm very proud, because for my height and size, I have an unreasonably high platelet count.
I can understand that.
It's really cool. I feel like I'm a superhero. Like, I get to do that every 2 weeks. So it's good. And the nice thing with that is platelets have an even significantly shorter shelf life, and that is only 5 days compared to the 42 of a whole blood.
Okay,
unit.
If you're getting to the 42 mark, are you looking around the country? Do y'all like ship your stuff back and forth? Oh, hey, down here in Alabama, because they got hit by the storm,
right.
We need more. And okay, so I've got stuff that's 30, I've got it on the shelf for 30 days, I'm going to ship it to you.
Yeah.
Or do you just throw it away?
No. Oh, gosh, no. No, no, no. Throwing it away is absolutely the last resort.
Okay.
And that's when it's expired, quite frankly.
Right.
The bright side is we are really, because we're part of such a big system across the nation, we can ship them where it's needed.
Okay.
What we like to say is we collect in the North State what we use in the North State. It may not be, I donate tomorrow and it gets used at Mercy in 3 days. It may be someone in Southern California who needs what I donate, but we'll get something from Sacramento that we use here. It evens out, even if it might not be the actual product collected here comes right back. But we do.
You've got to stop using that word product. I heard it. I heard it in Sacramento yesterday. She says, "Oh, the product," and I went, "Product," and I said, "You mean blood?"
Sorry, that's what we call it.
I know
you
do, but you know what? To me, product sounds like a byproduct. We're gonna dry it out and send a bunch of powder down, or just add water or something.
Okay, that's fair. Sorry.
Okay.
The unit.
Okay, I don't care.
But it's hard to say that, because if I'm being technical about it, one unit of whole blood gets split into three different components in it. You don't get your one pint of red blood and then that goes directly to somebody else. We separate it out for plasma, red blood cells, and platelets. And the component that is needed is what gets used. So saying you're using the unit is kind of hard, because could save up to three lives rather than just one. So.
Oh, okay.
Look at that. I just rambled real good, and I got you speechless for a minute.
No,
that was great.
No, he's holding up three fingers doesn't mean that three different thoughts came out of your mouth.
I'm assuming that means 3 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
I've been here. I know how this works. Man, you missed me.
Inside radio.
We do miss you, It hasn't been the same.
Aww.
I mean, you got some great people. You got great people over at Turtle Bay.
Of course.
And you were there, you started it, you were there. Now you're at Blood Source giving your same type of energy to them. And I think that's great, because let's just face it, blood, because I understand that I heard somebody said that like a teaspoon or something of blood can save an infant. Something as small as that can save an infant.
Yep.
And if it's, the right blood. Mm-hmm. And I know how important it was with us in the battlefield that we just were constantly. I mean, the supply was there because people were running. The only time I saw people turn and walk away was when they made the announcement. It was for Al-Qaeda that had ambushed our guys.
Uh-huh.
Had ambushed our guys.
Yeah.
Our guys had, they'd shot some of our guys, and then our guys had shot them all up. Wow. And being Americans, we brought them all in on the same helicopter.
Right.
And they were, you know, pumping blood for the GI, uh-huh. for the Marines, and they wanted blood for Al-Qaeda, too. And that was So they stopped making the announcements. They just said, it's blood. We just need blood. Yeah, because,
yeah. That's interesting.
Well, yeah, I had a gunny. I mean, just turn around. He says, I'll give all half my blood to another Marine.
Mm-hmm.
But not to the guy that just tried to shoot him.
Right.
So, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got enough blood, but there's never enough.
Correct.
You got enough right now, but there's never enough.
Yes.
And we need to push out blood source. And, you know, if nothing else, we need to be able to do live reads and things like that for you guys.
Yeah, I can send you
those. You know, when it's going to be, I know you can.
Yeah.
I know you can.
Yeah, because our center's open 7 days a week, and we have drives all over the North State all the time. So you can find it all on bloodsource.org or on our Facebook. We do try to update that.
And let me tell you something. Giving blood's easy. They'll give you a little lidocaine if you don't like pain. Or do they do that?
I don't think so.
They don't?
I don't know. Nah, no.
Whoa, they do
it. Okay, they certainly never offer that to me.
They have very good pokers, though.
They are.
I tell you what, over at the VA, here's a little lidocaine. Man, you don't feel anything. It's
I will say with our staff, the cool thing is I've had a lot of people say, you know, I had blood drawn for a testing or whatever, and it hurt. Our staff does this every single day, all day. They're really very easy and good at it. And
you know what,
it's
though?
It's simple. It's not as bad as you think.
It's a simple thing. You lay there. You give a pint of blood, it takes 10 minutes, and then you're back out again.
Yep, with ice cream.
Ice cream. Blitz Force, where's it at?
We are on 2680 Larkspur Lane.
There you go. Or you can call Christy Kitt.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, we'll be right back.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Is it time for more gun control laws in the wake of the nation's deadliest ever mass shooting in Las Vegas? Nationally syndicated host of American Armed Radio, Mark Walters, told the Salem Radio Network in an interview that would be a misguided response.
When individuals pass the background checks that the Democrats are currently screaming for today, every single mass shooting in this country occurs in a gun-free zone. If gun control worked, Chicago would be the safest city in America. We know that not to be the case.
Amid the terror in Las Vegas, there were also acts of compassion. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman can't say enough about the goodwill being shown by so many.
The blood donors have been simply incredible. We have been overwhelmed by the generosity.
President Trump, meanwhile, praising Las Vegas police for what they did to save lives.
What happened in Las Vegas is in many ways a miracle. The police department has done such an incredible job.
The president travels to Puerto Rico today, just days after feuding online with San Juan's mayor about hurricane relief.
On Twitter, the president lashed out at San Juan's mayor, deriding her poor leadership ability as he defended his administration's hurricane relief efforts. Asked if there will be tension during Mr. Trump's visit to the island, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the focus will be on protecting the lives and safety of Puerto Ricans.
As White House correspondent Greg Cluxton, the Nobel Physics Prize has been awarded to three scientists for their discoveries in faint ripples flying through the universe called gravitational waves.
The Academy citation runs for decisive contributions to the LIGO detector and the observation of gravitational waves.
The announcement from the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences Secretary General Göran Hamsun. The award goes to Rainer Weiss of MIT and Barry Barish and Kip Thorne of the California Institute of Technology. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 65 points. More from townhall.com.
This is an urgent message for men who are making more bathroom trips each day or waking up at night to go. A prostate wonder pill is taking Walmart by storm, leading to a 179% increase in sales. Experts just can't believe how well this one little pill helps reduce bathroom urges. I'm talking about Super Beta Prostate, the best-selling prostate supplement in America. If you're concerned about your prostate health and making more bathroom trips, here's great news. Since drugstores keep running out of stock, we're letting men try their first bottle of Super Beta Prostate free. Just call us ASAP. That's a full, free 30-day supply. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-586-6272. Super Beta Prostate is a safe, non-prescription formula with naturally based ingredients that reduce bathroom visits and support your prostate health. Claim your bottle while it's still free. Call 1-800-586-6272. That's 1-800-586-6272. 1-800-586-6272.
The European Parliament has voted to urge the EU not to open the next phase of Brexit talks unless there's a major breakthrough.
The message from MEPs is loud and clear. They don't believe there's been sufficient progress in the Brexit talks to move negotiations onto the future relationship between the EU and the UK. They blamed Britain's stance on citizens' rights, money and the Irish border. It was a view also expressed by the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker.
That is the BBC's Adam Fleming reporting from Strasbourg, France. Residents of a quiet town in southwest Ohio swear they're not seeing things when they tell people monkeys are on the loose in their neighborhood. Lebanon police say they are aware the reported monkey sightings have come in several times. They're investigating. Residents say the monkeys have not been spotted since being photographed several weeks ago, but say they can still be heard. Residents suspect the monkeys were pets at some point. More of these stories at townhall.com. A 140-year-old Victorian-era hotel in a popular upstate New York tourist destination has reopened after a four-year, $24 million restoration.
The 32-room Adelphi Hotel on Broadway in downtown Saratoga Springs is open to visitors for the first time since it was shut down 4 years ago for a top-to-bottom restoration. The Adelphi is Saratoga's oldest surviving hotel. It originally opened in 1877 in the midst of Saratoga's golden age. The newly renovated structure features a 1,200-square-foot glass-walled conservatory, housing a restaurant, and a new 2,300-square-foot grand ballroom.
As correspondent Jeremy House, an historic Boston church is asking a developer to pay $19 million to compensate for shadows cast by a proposed tower. The Boston Globe reports that Old South Church claims the proposed Back Bay Station project would cast shadows on the 142-year-old building that will cause moisture damage and darken stained glass windows. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 1460. I like to think of us as being at ground zero in the reclamation of Reading, right down here in downtown Reading with Bob Belongi, who's going to give us the bad Bob, who gives us the weather. Linda's on assignment today on Tuesdays. That's her assignment day, where she does things like keeps our house running and keeps the wolves from the door, because I refuse to go out and do things like get plumbers and all that kind of stuff.
Let us know when you find a really good plumber.
You know what? Well,
we have to get one for the
I'm going to talk to you offline on this one, because after I give you his name, you're going to use him, and probably he'll never be available again.
Wait a minute.
Well, no, I mean just the. I insist on doing plumbing and electricity, electrical things myself. And after the last time, she says, "I'm never going to let you touch. I'm never going to let you touch the garbage disposal again." I said, "Why?"
Yes, because
it's in pieces.
Therein lies the story.
Hey, you know those things can. You know what? You can really clog those things up.
Yeah, you can make a mess. Right. Okay. Mostly sunny skies with a high near 79 today. We are still in a red flag warning, according to the National Weather Service. That means high fire danger with the breezy winds up to 24 miles an hour, gusts as high as 40. So please be careful out there. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 53. The winds will start dying down, but we will still be in a high fire danger for a couple of more days, although the red flag warning expires tonight. Sunny tomorrow, high near 80, moves up to near the 90-degree mark, but we should stay out of the 90s through the rest of the week. Looking pretty good. No precipitation in sight. Shasta Lake is just 45 feet from the top of the dam, which is pretty good for a September. We are currently showing about 64 degrees in Reading. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Did I just say veteran-owned business? I did say that, right? Out of Anderson.
You did, in fact.
I did. In fact, I'll say it again. Chuck and Judy Kenny, great, great people down there. Chuck and Judy won an award from the state of California for hiring veterans, which is spectacular. He's one of the three businesses in California that was honored right here at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking for in-home health care, quality, compassionate in-home care, where they customize their home care solutions for what you need, it's Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350. These are great people. This is who, but Bob, you're going to get in help right now.
Yep. Can I throw something out real quick before we go to the guest? Because I teased this yesterday, and I want to deliver on the promise. If you use Facebook Messenger, be very wary when you have even a friend sending you something that sounds too good to be true, because one of the latest scams is that they will engage you in a conversation, and either it's a person or a very clever bot, making you believe, making you believe that you are talking to a friend of yours, and it's all leading you up to clicking on a link that will infect your phone or computer. So please use a great deal of caution when engaging someone now through Facebook Messenger. And I just want to make sure that gets out.
I've got some really strange texts lately, too.
Yeah.
From people that says, if you use this, if you give your credit card to this, and you can, or, you know, like people pay us through credit card or debit card.
Yeah.
So they send us that, and if you use this one company, you get $5 back. I don't know if anybody's seen that, but
yeah.
And then I went back and I said, is this you, blank?
Yeah.
Did you send me this? Because that was totally out of, and yes, it is. And I'm like, I'm not sure. I'm going to have to call her.
Yeah, if your instinct says, wait a minute.
Something strange about
it. Yeah, far as I know, the only outfit I will deal with passing a credit card through is something like PayPal. There are others, but you want something that's fairly credible, and make sure that you've got the little HTTPS and the padlock up in the corner on your browser when you do that.
Well, you can trust us with it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, unless, of course, it's getting toward the beginning of hunting season.
Yeah.
Lighty. He's still trying to figure out how he bought me three. Okay. All right. Hey, I'm here with One Safe Place and the new director, Angela. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Just getting a little bit closer there.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you brought a buddy.
I did. Chris Heydrich. He's our board chair.
Wow.
Good morning.
Wow. Chris.
Yeah.
I know you're involved in so many things. I did not realize that you were the board chair, though.
I am. Don't hold that against the board, though.
I'll try not to. I'll try not to. Heydrich family. We're a great big group of people. But
thank you.
Angela is so good that they saw quality of you for you to step in on the One Safe Place.
Thank you.
Well, it's true.
Absolutely. She's been doing an amazing job. She really
has. And she's continuing. And so there's a lot of things that we want to talk about today. But right now, can you just give a 3 or 4 minute synopsis of where we are right now with One Safe Place, with the building, the number of people that are there, those kind of things?
Sure. So the building is actually working like we thought it would.
It's beautiful there. It's a
great
place.
It's gorgeous. And I think you probably remember that in the old shelter, it was very limited. It was communal living. The average length of stay was only 11 days. And now with the Sierra Center, in the short time we've been there, the average length of stay has gone up to 35 days, with many families actually staying 60 to 90. So people are able to, get their legal needs taken care of, work on some therapy, some self-esteem issues, finding jobs, permanent housing, things of that nature. We have a transitional housing program now, too, where what we're seeing is people are actually making the break permanently.
Well, you want to keep families together if you can, through counseling and all that. But if it's it's not going to work. You want them to be able then to make that transition without going home.
Well, right, and that's what I'm talking. That's what they're doing now. That's exactly what's happening, and it feels really good that people want to stay there. They have private rooms. They have their own space. We have staff on site. All the partners downstairs. Individualized case management that continues once they leave us. That's been critical in the process.
That's great. And, and that's been the whole thing. I remember because we've been lucky, I guess, or fortunate enough since we've been here to see all of this kind of happen. Mm-hmm. And since then, it was the woman's
refuge.
And then to see the guy coming up from San Diego, and I can't remember his name now, guys, that's bad on me. But coming up with this concept where, you know, he came up to lecture, he was on the show a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting everything under one roof, combining things like that, and where One Safe Place was born.
That's right.
So, and it's been a huge success, thanks to the people that have been in your position and more, that have been out helping and where Chris is at right now. How many people can be there at any one time?
Well, in the residence, we can hold 55 to 60 people.
Okay.
And that's quite a bit. And
that's
I don't know if you've been through. Have you been through?
Yeah, I have been.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have three stoves, three work areas in the kitchen. You know, there's that communal areas, three laundry rooms.
Sure.
There's a lot of space for folks. And Reading East Rotary is actually working with us right now to build a shed in the backyard, so that we can have all the supplies we need and put the toys away and all that in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty exciting.
It is. And and if you look at it when you drive by, it's really a nice place. There's really nothing that tells you what it is. I mean, if you didn't already know, if somebody's kind of driving by, it does have One Safe Place on it. So I guess you question that. But, I mean, it's very tasteful there. I mean, it's not, you know, mm-hmm. it just fits into the area right there. So. We're here with Angela Jones and Chris Heydrich. Chris is the president of the board, One Safe Place. Of course, Angela is the director. And has been in that job for?
About 6 months.
Wow, has it been that long? I guess it has been.
I know. It flies by.
Well, yeah, interim since last October.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Bank. Cornerstone Bank invites you to see how they're moving local dreams forward. It's a local bank, good people in there. Started down in Red Bluff. We've got two branches here. The newest branch, of course, is right at 1845 California Street, which is right south of Jack's. And so if you can go to Jack's, or you go to the bank first, then go to Jack's. Good people down there, very professional. You need to go down if you're wondering about where should I bank at. Head on down to Cornerstone. Talk to them. See what local people can do for you. We'll be right back.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, October 5th, in Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Come join me from 6:30 to 8:30, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. That's this Thursday in Overtime Lounge, 6:30 to 8:30, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. See you there.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar, 275-5600, or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. A racist is not someone who wants immigrants to obey the law. A homophobe is not someone who rejects a specific lifestyle. An Islamophobe is not someone who wants terrorists to be excluded from entry to this country. A fascist is not someone who believes in their country and wants freedom from government tyranny. This is name-calling, used in an attempt to intimidate you and quiet your opinion. Remember, God's moral values never changed. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 downtown Reading. 64 degrees going up to 79 today on the 3rd of October. October 2017. You know, we're almost...
Oktoberfest!
Dude, we're almost into, I've got all these. You know,
yeah, the Christmas music will start playing any day now.
You're kidding me. What about your, you know what? It's not Halloween yet, so take off that mask. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? These are good people. Veteran-owned business. Been in the business over a quarter of a century. Voted best in the North State, and there's a reason for that. They are the best in the North State. Don't let anybody touch your HVAC systems unless they're Alliance Heating and Air. Give Martin a call. Well, Pam, his wife, will answer. 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. They got trucks all over the place because they do great work. Any system, Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, I'm here with Angela Jones and the director of One Safe Place, and Chris Heydrich. You know, we're going to talk about this Sandusky. We want to talk about Undaunted, an evening with author and survivor, Matthew Sandusky. Wow. He was, in case that name goes, Sandusky. If you remember what happened back at Penn State, what, how long has it been now? 5-6 years ago?
I don't know.
I'm not sure when they found out that one of the assistant coaches or somebody that was involved with the Penn State football team had been molesting kids for years, decades. And, of course, it just, you know, exploded the whole program. It ended Joe Paterno's life, essentially. He died during this whole thing. The whole school was blamed for this guy, Jerry Sandusky, for his, which I thought was stupid. I mean, that's stupid. Why would you do that? I mean, if you want to talk about if officials have been warned or told or mentioned or anything like that, then you get them. But why you would punish the whole school, I'm still not sure about that. But you've got his son. He's the adopted son of Sandusky. Matthew Sandusky is coming to town here to speak.
Yes.
Wow, this is big.
Very excited to have him. You know, he's had such courage to come through, you know, the abuse as a child, and then to go out and share his story and how he overcame that and now using it to raise awareness. He's amazing.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing is, this was going on for years, decades, and people either ignored it or didn't realize what was happening. But if some coach parks himself in the locker room where you can see the kids showering, I think this, you know, if I was walking by, I might think this is a little strange, but I'm not sure. Well, I'm just going to make sure there's no, you know, horseplay going on and nobody gets hurt. Really?
Yeah, I think there was some looking the other way, unfortunately.
You know what? I think there was, too. Are people just, you know what it is, Chris? And you see this all the time, I'm sure, Angela, said. You don't believe it's happening. Oh, yes. A wife beater is somebody that's in a wife beater T-shirt and makes no money and is using meth all the time. It can't be my lawyer that lives next door.
Yeah. I think you're right on, yeah.
Am I right on that
people,
one?
Yeah, people don't want to see that. They don't want to believe that it's happening.
Yeah.
And yet it does.
Yeah, it does. So, Matthew, okay, so tell me a little bit about him. besides the fact, have you had a chance to talk to him yet? Or
not really. Okay. Mostly, you know, just with his agent. But we are excited to have him. When everything was going on with his dad in the media, it took him a while to come forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a father. He's a married man. That was going to shake up his life. It took a lot of courage for him to do that.
Oh, yeah. His dad's in jail. Or his stepfather. I guess you call him dad. Is in jail now. And then he finds out that his life. Well, I wonder what. I'm interested to see the impact it had on his life. I mean, is he? I mean, I don't know anything about him. Maybe we should look him up or something, Bob. But I'm just saying, was he a success in school? Was he an athlete? Was he, did he go on to do good things? Or was he kind of like his whole life was, you know, one in the shadows in that he just didn't, he wasn't a success? It's going to be interesting.
I think those are great teasers, Carl. You can come to the show and find out.
Because, because you see things like, you know, if you've been, you know, the things that can happen to kids. I mean, they say that people that beat their kids were beating themselves when they were children.
It's an unfortunate cycle most of the time, yeah.
And that, I was molested as a child, so I'm molesting. Okay, you know, this only goes so far with me, though, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, even you're an adult, you know what's right and wrong.
Yeah, it's a tough cycle that we're trying to stop, really, at One Safe Place. That's the goal, is not only to provide an outlet for people to come after the deed has occurred, like a Band-Aid a little bit, but to try to go beforehand and try to stop this for the children who maybe were exposed to it, try to make sure that they have the help, they see the benefits of a healthy environment, and they start acting correctly as soon as they are in their own relationship when they're older.
Right. Well, one thing, though, you know, children who were victims of molest aren't said to then molest.
That's true.
With domestic violence, you know, that's a different story.
Right.
But just kind of to tag off what Chris says, that's one of our goals as part of our mission is to work with the children that we have coming in. I'm sure you've probably heard about ACEs, Adverse Childhood Experiences.
Yes.
So all of our clients and our children that have been exposed have an ACE score. And that is proven to cause detrimental behaviors throughout life, you know, smoking, drinking, poor social skills, worse grades in school than other people, diseases, and shorter lifespans. I mean, it's amazing what these things
cause. It doesn't surprise me, though. I mean, when you start doing all these other things, your lifespan's going to be a lot shorter because you're not taking care of yourself, obviously.
Right. I'm destined to repeat the cycle if there's not intervention. It's two-thirds of children. Two-thirds of children that grow up witnessing domestic violence without intervention will become an abuser or a perpetrator themselves. So we work closely with the children. We're working in the schools. We're working with protective factors, you know, to stop that before the cycle continues.
We have a camp, Camp OSP, so we try to get them all together and have a good, positive experience.
You know, I remember that. I mean, I know that. In fact, you just had that camp not too long ago, didn't you?
We did.
Right.
Okay. And then, well, let me ask you this then. Because this is the way we believed we could do it. You know, when you do this nation building in the military in the United States, you have to be there a length of time because it's not the adults you're going to change. It's not even the teenagers. It's the children that you need to change. You need to change the whole system that they're in. And this is, of course, what you're doing. Because you need to get them when they're 4 or 5 or younger and to see this, say, okay, this is not right. This is not the correct way. Your mom should not cower. Nobody should slap you. You know, your mom shouldn't be beaten like this. You know, this is wrong, and this is how you handle that. Which is essentially what you're doing with this, because some of these kids, I imagine, their scores are just off the wall.
Yeah, as are their parents. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you ever have a case? We always hear about the people that are coming in, and unfortunately, we hear all the tragedies. Do you ever have a case where the family gets back together? Maybe, or is that really rare? By the time they get to you, is it pretty much gone?
Well, that's kind of a hard question to ask because. Answer, we don't always hear back, you know, when somebody's gone through the program.
Right.
So I'm not certain. I do think it's possible if somebody thinks they have a problem and they're willing to do the work and go to counseling and get therapy and the things they need to do. Batterer's intervention is huge, but I don't think it works for everybody.
Oh, no, I know that. I was just wondering if there's, you know what, I've had enough of this. You know, you're wrong. and I'm taking the kids, and we're gone. And then it's maybe it, you know, oh, the light goes on finally after they've been gone a week. I was just wondering, if was there ever a happy ending? I mean, you know, but you don't see all those, do you?
We don't. I mean, I do know of a couple. Okay. I've been there almost 15 years, so, but I don't know. Are they still together today? Maybe.
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 Yeah. No. A lot of the onus, I think, is ultimately on the perpetrator to really change. And,
well, yeah.
And it can be either way. We help both men and women. But for the most part, yeah, they need to decide whether it's important to them to make the change. And changing habits, as we all know, is difficult to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And especially when it comes into something like that, is the violence a result of, I mean, there's so many things that it could be. It could be drugs, or it could be no job. You know, I think the economy plays a big part.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. More stress in families, yeah.
Hey, we're here with Angela Jones and Chris Heydrich. And Angela, of course, is the director of One Safe Place, and Chris is the president of the board of directors.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the right term?
That's correct.
That's correct. And we're going to take a break here. Because I want to come back and talk about the you've got so many other things going on, and I want to talk about why Chris is afraid of doing something that many other people have done in front of him.
Oh, we're going to talk about that today?
At some point today, yeah. Of course we are. I'm sorry, but I mean, I'm a little bit older than you, so I'm going to find out where this fear comes from.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Black Bear Diner. You know what? You know, Black Bear Diner is, you know, it's national. They've opened up their 100th store, by the way, and they're pushing for more of them. And it's all started right here. Well, it started in Mount Shasta, but it's based right here with Bruce and Michelle Dean and the company itself. And there's a reason why. Great food, good prices. And, you know, you get a chance, you know, after the football games or breakfast in the morning, whatever it is, you can go on down to the store here in Redding over there off of I-5 on Cypress right there, and you can feed your inner bear. And you know what? How many times can you feed your inner bear? Well, you can do it 3 times a day at least over at Black Bear Diner. Great place, supports our community, does a lot for our community here, and throughout the other communities that they're located in. Black Bear Diner. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, 64 degrees, going up to 79 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold. Veteran-owned, discounts for seniors and veterans. I went in there yesterday. It's the best place in the world to get a haircut. Even better than Bangkok, Thailand. Better. Much better. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Angela Jones, director of the Wednesday Place, and Chris Heydrich, who is the president of their board of directors.
Yep.
And we're talking about Matthew Sandusky is coming to speak on Wednesday, October 18th. We talked about what it was about. We didn't say when. It's going to be October 18th. It's going to be at the Wind River Event Center, of course, out there at Redding Rancheria. The doors open at 5:30. Dinner's at 6. Tickets are $50 each or $500 for a table of 10. This is a fundraising event to support victims of domestic abuse and sexual assault. For more information or to purchase tickets or a table, give them a call at 244-0118 or go to ospshasta.org. And we were talking, we're here, of course, with Angela Jones and, as I said, director of One Safe Place. And we were talking about the guys that when women... But you also have guys come in there, too.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, but we're kind of like concentrating on the female side today. You are talking about, or maybe just about the batterers themselves, the abusers themselves.
So with the abusers, you know, one of the things that One Safe Place is looking at moving forward is to create a more holistic program. Right now, say we have a mom and a couple of kids that come into shelter, and say she decides to make the break from that abusive relationship. That's well and good, but... what happens with dad? Dad still has visitation to the kids. He gets into the next relationship, and the kids are re-exposed. So what we really need to look at is helping the abuser get the assistance that he needs to stop that cycle as well. Otherwise, the kids are just going to continue in that. So we're looking at potentially taking on batterer's intervention ourselves. We feel we have... so much invested in, you know, for the success of the family, the health of the children, be that together or be it separate.
Okay, that makes sense, that you have to reach out to the other side, the person doing the abuse, whether it's male or female, mainly male. So then if you get them help, even if they never get back together again, the children will be exposed. And that's the bottom line is you're trying to... You want to go for the children on this whole thing.
Absolutely. You know, Carl, I've been with One Safe Place almost 15 years now, and sadly enough, I've been there long enough to see some of our children that came through the shelter turn into victims and perpetrators themselves. It's not just a stat. I've actually seen it and lived it, and God, does that hurt.
I believe it. I really believe that because... They're almost like they're trained in it. You know, I need to be abused, and because I deserve it.
Yep. It's unfortunate. It really is, yeah.
And, you know, and I don't understand that mindset, but I understand that there is a mindset like that, you know, that I deserve this. I, you know what? It was my fault, you know, those kind of things.
Right, just that it's normal. That's what you grew up with. You don't know there's another way.
Wow. So that's good. So is this a new program then you're getting ready to start?
Well,
when's it going to kick off?
Well, right now we're in the, you know, digging phase,
yeah.
Kind of putting it together, creating a business plan, trying to make sure that we have all the pieces together and the appropriate parties involved to get it moving. But we should have all the information to be able to move forward in March.
Chris, what do you think about this one? Obviously, the board of directors on board with this.
We're really excited about gathering this information because it's information that we feel like we've needed for a long time that we need to focus on. Ultimately, our goal is to go out of business, and it's hard.
Of course, you are.
It's unfortunate how difficult that is. Definitely, obviously, locally, but it's you hardly go a couple months before you see something nationally where someone did something along the domestic violence lines or whatever it may be.
They're so horrendous that it makes national news.
I know.
There's thousands of others. But
yeah.
That's so bad. You're like,
yeah. And so that what we're focusing on and trying to get some of this information, we have so many great stats. We can tell you how many people have come in to receive our services, but we didn't used to be able to tell you how many of those people actually are coming back for their second, third, maybe fourth time, and how frequently that victim is coming back as a victim. And then more importantly, so we can actually help that victim to not go back to that type of abusive relationship, but also look at the perpetrator and the batterer and say, okay, is this batterer only doing this to this one person, or is this batterer doing this to multiples? And so now we've actually started to gather data where we can say, wow, there are 8 individuals out there who have multiple victims here in Shasta County. You know what? We need to go after those.
Mm-hmm.
We need to find them. We need to work with them. We need to help them understand and try to actually find a solution.
How about we put them in jail?
Well, you know.
Then they get mental health there.
I don't know about that, but I don't know what the solution is, but we're trying to find it, that's for sure.
How'd you get involved with the One Safe Place, Chris?
That's a good question. There are multiple people who I greatly respect who are involved, and I've seen situations with friends, and it's a sad fact that almost everyone we ever talk to always says that they either were directly exposed or have a family member or friend. And that was the case with me, just having a friend who was exposed, and I could see the fear and how they lived their lives, and I felt it immediately.
You mean like a female friend,
mm-hmm.
but she was getting beaten up by her husband or loved one or whatever it was. Or
yep.
I say loved one. Isn't that weird? How can you know if you look anyway?
Yeah, no, it's true, and it was actually historical. It wasn't any longer, but she lived with that fear every day. And every time she's just quick to look over her shoulder. If anybody looked like the person that did this to her, then she would immediately
okay, so
go
she,
white.
I so mean, she had broken that and broken that relationship, but
yep.
It was still there.
Still there, haunted her
if
to this
it looked
day.
Like
PTSD.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yep.
So you probably do a lot of that there, too, post-traumatic stress.
Yeah, and we have a wonderful partner on site and many wonderful therapists
mm-hmm.
in the community that, you know, see our
yeah.
clients and see the kids as well. Family Dynamics has a grant to see children. There's no cost
mm-hmm.
Because the kids need that too.
Absolutely. Okay, so then, you knew some of the people on the board, so you just kind of said, hey, can I be on the board? Or somebody approach you? Or
they approached me, which was flattering, certainly. And
well,
again,
let's just face it, Chris.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of things going on. You do a lot of things for this community. I can understand that.
Well, thanks. Yeah,
you do.
Yeah, I appreciated the offer, and after hearing everything that they're doing and what they're trying to get from me with my experiences and some of the things I've done in the community, I said, absolutely, I'm on board. And then eventually I drew the short straw, and they put me in charge. So.
you know what usually happens is you miss that meeting.
I think that's what happened.
And then
actually.
You come back.
That's legitimately what happened.
No, I mean, you miss a meeting, and you show up, and it's like, oh, hey, all hail the Prez.
Yeah.
See, you're supposed to say, it's good to be Prez.
Right.
It's being president, though, I mean, there's a lot of responsibility there.
You know, it there is and there isn't, but I appreciate the opportunity to actually go and I meet with Angela on a regular basis and get a little bit more detail about what's going on. And I run the meetings, make sure that they run efficiently and that we're doing what we need to be doing and try to rally the troops. So.
Well, you know, I think there's lots of ways to rally the troops, you know, and I think probably one of the ways is dancing with the stars.
That's true. It's a great event.
Know, that's a great event. And have you danced yet?
I have not. I have not. Because people like you have done it before me have just...
It's true.
Intimidated me with your skill and your style.
I have set the bar high, but you know what? You're young. You're dynamic. You know, you're one of those guys that still looks limber. You know, that you can dance in different directions. I mean, I couldn't do, you know, we right away with me, we established I could not do twirling, but I could go in a straight line. So that's where I stayed. But,
yeah.
I can't wait for the day that we see Chris Heydrich.
Well, as soon
out
as
there
that happens,
on the stage.
Yeah, yeah, I'll come find you.
No, we're always there.
Yeah, you are always there.
We're always there.
Yeah.
Okay, I threw it out there just, you know, in case. I'm sure that there's other people out there listening that we can push this out to that, you know, we'll find you a partner. See, you can even bring your own partner in. Isn't
you
that
can.
Right, Angela?
Yes,
I mean,
you can
bring your own partner in and dance out there. And
have we talked to you about the zombie run yet?
Not yet. I thought I'd do that after the break. I still got a couple of minutes to pound on you a little bit.
Right.
I mean, you can bring your loved ones in. You can bring in friends to dance with you and all that, like we saw last year. And that bar is really up there. I mean, some of those lifts last year were...
Amazing.
I mean, you know, Linda says she was there, she's watching, she's going, oh no. You know, because there's a couple of little, you know, those elbows did not lock right away.
she's going,
are they coming over here? But she thought it was just magnificent.
It really was.
Last year was just exceptional. And I, you know what, if you don't go there for the Dancing with the Stars, North County style, you're just really missing a great show.
You really are, yeah.
But just think about what it's for. It's to raise money for One Safe Place. And One Safe Place wants to start this new program, which I think it's really a good idea. You've got one half of it. Well, you've got really more. You've got the mothers and the kids, but let's just say.
Yep.
And then now we need to get that last third in is the abuser, the batterer himself, and at least try to make inroads into this. Why do you do this? You know what? If you love these kids, you know, you've got to change your personality.
Right.
Or change what you're doing.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head there. You know, one of the things over the years that I've seen that helps the women the most is when they find out the impact on their children.
Oh, yeah.
And they find out about the generational cycle. Right now, you know, I don't know how much dad knows about that. Because for mom, if she can't draw the strength for herself, she can do it for her kids. I was raised by my father, and I tend to think that they can draw some strength for their kids as well.
Sure. Absolutely. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here with One Safe Place. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town with a watch repairman. They can design, build, do anything with jewelry there. Plus, they've got a super, super display on estate jewelry and more. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
After we inspected the vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Be a hero and help us save the animals of the North State by attending Haven Humane Society's 10th annual Bark, Wine, and Brew Dinner and Auction on Saturday, October 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
While enjoying music, sample local wine, beer, and appetizers.
Bid on exciting live and silent auction packages.
And purchase raffle tickets for a chance to win a San Francisco Giants spring training trip for two.
Plus much, much more.
Doors open at 5:30 p.m.
Bark, Wine, and Brew sells out every year, so get your tickets now at havenhumane.org or call us at 241-5262.
All proceeds go to support the homeless animals of the North State.
Hi, this is Dan Beans, director of the Redding Electric Utility. REU is celebrating National Public Power Week October 1st through the 7th. Please join us at our open house on Friday, October 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at our offices located at 3611 Abtec Parkway. There will be free bucket truck rides, pole climbing and tree trimming demonstrations, and much more. Food trucks will be on site, and all REU customers will receive a $5 food truck voucher. Let's celebrate our nonprofit community-owned utility. For more information, call 339-7200.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Join One Safe Place on Wednesday, October 18th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for Undaunted, an evening of inspiration with guest speaker Matthew Sandusky, adopted son of former Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky, who will discuss his journey from being a victim to becoming a survivor. Undaunted is a One Safe Place benefit dinner to help support a community affected by family violence. For tickets, table, and sponsorship information, visit One Safe Place at ospshasta.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Linda's going to be at the Wind River Resort Thursday, 6:30 to 8:30 in the Overtime Lounge singing. She'll be there for the 2 hours. It's a great time. She'll have, of course, she and her band, the Bluebirds, there. It's a great time to come in and dance, have dinner, just enjoy yourself. It's set up just like one of those lounges that you see in Reno, or I'd say Las Vegas. It's safe in there. You can be inside. You're okay there. But that's going to be Thursday night from 6:30 to 8:30 for Harvest Fest down at Shasta College this Saturday. Harvest Moon Liberty Fest in Anderson also this Saturday. Big Bike Weekend starts Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wow.
A lot of stuff going on this weekend. A lot of stuff. Okay. I'm here with Angela Jones, who is director of One Safe Place, and Chris Heydrich, who is the president of the board of directors. And I've embarrassed him enough about Dancing with the Stars. Okay. You've got a lot of other things going on, too. Of course, we're talking about the fact that Matthew Sandusky is going to be here on the 18th. He's going to be speaking out at Wind River. And this, is, of course, is the adopted son of Jerry Sandusky, of course, who's in jail for molesting children. But it turns out that Matthew was also molested as a child. And what has his life been since then? This is going to be a good chance to hear what happened, how he's overcome it, and now he's sharing his experiences. With people saying, okay, these are things that you really need to look for. Okay, but you've got other things happening, too.
We do.
Zombie run or something, right?
We do. Yeah, great zombie run that's coming up on the 14th, Saturday. I think we run at 10 o'clock. Is that right?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Registration at 7:30. Run is at 9.
Where's that going to be at?
Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay.
Yeah. This is a zombie run. Do you run in zombie costumes?
The runners can decide if they want to do that or not, but there will be official zombies on the course as well as zombie hunters.
Yes. So to better explain, though, the zombies have flags, okay. Have flags like flag football type thing, right? Or one on the back maybe,
okay.
Or something.
The
got
runners
it.
Or walkers do.
Yeah.
Have these flags.
And oh, you guys
and
do.
The
okay.
Zombie hunters then run and grab the flag. So if you grab mm-hmm. the flag, then you've been mm-hmm. taken out, supposedly. But you still run. You still have a good time. It's
yeah.
just, you know, adding to the whole thing. And it's supposed to be just a fun, kind of goofy event that, again, raises funds for a great cause and a great organization.
For a great cause.
Yeah.
No, and every dollar
right.
helps.
Now, the zombies are trying to grab the runners' flags as well.
Uh-oh.
And
okay.
the zombie hunters, if they are coming through, they can touch a zombie and it freezes them so the runners can get by for it.
There
a
you
short
go.
Time.
There you go.
So that's the other side of it.
I like that. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's not
right.
been done here. It's a successful run, you know, in other
okay.
places.
Well, let me tell you who's binging on Walking Dead right now.
Right, Carl, are you going to join us?
No, it's scary.
No, of course. Well, the 14th. You know what? There's. I'll tell you why. But we will not be in town that day. And but I'll tell you later. The but this sounds like a great time. This thing with Sandusky on the 18th. I can't imagine not being there. This is so going to be so powerful. Now you've got some other things going too.
We do, and let me just mention that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which is one of the reasons we have so many things going on. Yep. Trying to get the awareness out there. We're hoping people will wear purple to raise awareness. You know, maybe
is there a certain day, or just any
all throughout the month. Talk about the issue, bring it up, come attend an event, show your support.
And as a result, we are, raffling a necklace that was created for us by the Gold Mart. Amazing necklace. I'm not a big jewelry guy, but when I went and saw it in person, I was totally surprised.
It's so amazing. It had to have a name, Carl.
Yep.
It's a Lavender Grace.
Lavender Grace. I'm looking at a photo of it. It's beautiful. It's like $18,000, isn't it? Or something like $19,500. Almost a $20,000 necklace here.
It's 2.5 carats of diamonds. Wow. Huge, solid piece of amethyst.
And you can buy tickets for that, right?
You can buy tickets. Tickets are $100 a piece or 3 for $250. And the winner is going to be drawn at the Matthew Sandusky event.
Oh, so you can buy them right now. So where do you buy tickets at for that?
At Wednesday Place. Drop by. You can buy them at Gold Mart.
Does the how many tickets are you going to sell? As many as you can?
500 is the cap.
Okay, 500. Okay, so 500. Do all the proceeds?
All the proceeds
come right
here. They come right here. They go to direct services to help our clients coming in for help.
Super. Gosh, $100 for a chance to win $20,000 necklace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bob, you and I could each put in 50 and take turns wearing it. Well, I know you could, you know, I could wear it during the show and you could take it home and bring it back and, you know. Okay, maybe not. Okay, I can't. Well, the chat room's going
on
that one already.
I do have tickets with me because, you know, I think that it would look great on Linda.
It's great. Anything looks great. Anything looks great on Linda. Good thing she's not here. Okay, so you've got so many things going here. One Safe Place has continued to grow, continued to expand. Now they're expanding. They want to expand their program because they've got 2/3 of it with the abused and the children. Now they want to reach out to the abuser, himself or herself. Because again, let me reiterate: this is not just women that are getting beat up.
No, it's men and women.
Men and women. The fact is that you continue to grow, you continue to do outreach with our people here. Now, that reminds me, you and I talked about this. We were at the Library Foundation, was that it?
Yes.
When we sat and talked, just kind of set this up. The one thing you see about Renton, oh, the level of domestic violence, oh my gosh, it's the 5th worst place in the world and things. Well, we talked about that. And I truly, truly believe the reason that our domestic violence rate, seems to be up is because we handle it a lot better and that people report it because they've got a place to go that's going to help them. The police are trained in it because they're very astute to it now because of the work that you and your people have done, Angela.
I would tend to agree, Carl. I think that, you know, we do a good job here in Reading of getting the word out so people know where they can find help. We have great officers that are kind and caring when they go out on scene. You know, you hear horror stories about other areas. We have multiple partners, and I think we're very lucky in this community, and I do think that that makes a difference for a victim to feel safe to come forward.
I just feel like that, you know, and so then when it's reported, it becomes a statistic. Yep. Instead of saying is that, hey, it's because of Chris Adrick and the board of directors and Angela Jones and all of her people, and the mindset of the community is to help, so it gets reported because they get the help.
Yep.
Right, and we're seeing almost 1,600 people a year, and we have 6,000 visits for service, and we're providing 10,000 touch points. That's different services and interventions to help folks.
And we have people who help throughout the entire process. We have advocates that will go with the victims to court. That will be their buddy throughout the process. Sometimes that alone is what's helpful to actually follow through. A lot of times you come in and the victim is, at the time, feeling threatened, scared for their life. But after a little bit of time, maybe a day, and they start to rethink, think that it could be better, maybe hear things from the abuser saying that it's going to get better, and so they don't actually follow through with the restraining order, whatever it may be, thinking also that the restraining order might provoke them further. So having that support, that partner that's there with them throughout the whole process is really helpful as well in our community.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how do people, okay, they can't make it to the Matthew Sandusky Undaunted evening at Wind River here on the 18th, or they're not runners. How do they help out?
Well, they can come and donate a gallon of milk, help out at One Safe Place. Again,
really? You take food donations?
We do. We do. We're feeding, you know, families. More family than
that.
Ever.
So yeah. you could come down and just bring, you know,
loaf of bread, a carton of eggs, anything helps.
Yeah.
Really helps a lot.
Well, okay. That's very okay, so where do you do it? Do you just take it down to your offices or
right,
the One
Safe
Place itself?
Itself.
Okay.
And we're all merged into one. We're all in the Sierra Center.
Oh, you are?
One location.
Okay, so you moved from that other spot, so you're in there?
We did.
So there's one right down the street, though, so you're not there anymore?
Nope.
Okay, so then if somebody comes up, they knock on the door. Is the door locked most of the time?
It's locked, you just buzz.
You've got a security, okay, yeah. As well, you should. So you buzz it, and you're carrying your groceries, you walk in there, you carry a check, you can give it to people and all that.
Oh, yeah, and people will be very happy to see you.
Of course. Angela Jones, who is the director of One Safe Place, has been there for 15 years, almost 15 years, is now the director for the last 6 months. Chris Heydrich, who is Heydrich Commercial Real Estate, I guess.
Yep.
But president of the board, and who is there to help and does many other things here in town. So we're so happy to have you here and for what you do for our community in this, because if you don't have a place to go, you're trapped.
Yeah.
I mean, is there anything more helpless than to feel like you're trapped? I mean, I can't do anything.
Yep.
So anyway, I think the only thing left to do is just to get Chris to sign up for Dancing with the Stars. And do we have that? Right now, can we hear you say it on the show?
I can't promise that.
Aaron Reznor came on this show and announced she was running for office. Joe Comente announced on this show he was running for office. Here's your chance, buddy.
Well, as soon as I do, I'm going to come back and I will announce on this show for you, Carl.
Okay. All right. I expect it. You expect that, Angela?
I don't know.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow we've got the chief of police on, our new chief of police. We're going to talk about what he wants to accomplish here and how things are going right now. It looks like a good start from him. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Don't be a bad guy.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460. KCNR Shasta Redding with the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A Louisiana congressman, a shooting victim himself, says he knows what the families of the Las Vegas victims are going through. Republican Steve Scalise also says it's a time for Americans to pull together.
Knowing these horrific acts, these horrific crimes, these individuals, when they try to divide our nation, it's really a time that we have to heal. It's really a time we find what divides us to put aside.
Scalise only recently returned to work after months in the hospital. The Vegas massacre is reigniting debate over...